Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Labor Day, Monday, September 2nd, 2024. Last week, we spoke with Jack McKay, Director of Food and Medicine. It's a nonprofit based in Brewer. He invited you all to join them in a celebration this afternoon at the Solidarity Center for Labor Day, and I'll tell you more about that at the end of the segment today. But here's some more of what he had to say last week.
If you think, what are the healthiest, happiest, richest countries in the world? And they are those that have an active, engaged union movement. Sweden, Denmark, Norway have unionizations rates in the like 70, 80%. And they are, by all the indices, Finland is the same. By all the indices in terms of, you know, however they measure happiness, they consistently come up as being the happiest places in the world. And they're rich. Their per capita income is very high. They work fewer hours. They get more money. And the real factor that differentiates them between the United States is they've got a very strong and active labor movement. And it's just a better way. You have more freedom, you have more voice, and that makes a better society. I mean, all the benefits of democracy. And the same thing applies to a workplace. If you have voice, if you have negotiation, if you have some of the give and take between employees and employers, you get a better workplace, you get a better company, you get a better society. And that's just been proven. You know, so I think, you know, Labor Day is a great day to step back, you know, celebrate a good summer or, you know, whatever happened, you know, the transition into fall. It's a neat, you know, kind of transition holiday, which is really cool. But, you know, what is the role of labor? What is the role of unions in our society? It's also typically the kickoff for the electoral season, Labor Day. So that's, you know, on the forefront of lots of unions and workers. And, you know, historically, when we've had friends or near friends in the administration worker, it's easier to organize. And when we've had people who are directly opposed to unions, it's much, much harder to organize. And that goes back to the Flint strike, where FDR did not call out the National Guard and the Michigan governor did not call out the National Guard either. And the workers at the Flint strike were able to win a union with General Motors. The National Labor Relations Board, which oversees union activities in this country under the Trump administration, was viciously anti-union. Not surprisingly, of a billionaire who sort of has been very pro other billionaires. There's been a movement in the Republican Party to talk about workers and stuff like that. But when you look at, you know, how the rubber meets the road in terms of the National Labor Relations Board and the policies for workers, it was very anti-worker, very anti-union under the Trump administration. And we've had the best NLRB in a generation, plus stretching back perhaps to FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, in this country. Some of the decisions they've made have been, you know, fantastic for workers. Having Joe Biden walk the picket line, being the first sitting U.S. president to do so, is just, it's huge. It's huge. And what the UAW have done with getting a recognition at non-union plants and really having a forward-looking approach to collective bargaining and the new jobs and the new economy and having the support of the administration and allies is really, really significant, very important. So, I mean, the AFL-CIO has endorsed Harris Walz for president. So, and that's with very, very strong support. And locally in the Eastern Maine Labor Council, we're delighted by that.
That was Jack McKay, Director of Food and Medicine, speaking last week at the Solidarity Center in Brewer. Along with the Eastern Maine Labor Council, they invite everyone to join them for a Labor Day celebration today from 4:30 to 7 at the Solidarity Center, which is on Ivers Street in Brewer. There will be local burgers, hot dogs, and corn. People are encouraged to bring a potluck, side dish, or dessert. Suggested donation is $5 per person, $12 per family, and kids under 12 free. For more information, you can go to foodandmedicine.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Have a great holiday. I'll see you tomorrow.